Kilo Lima Delta, monitoring system 10, northbound 101 mobile.
System 10, link up.
Kilo Oscar 6 station. This is KM7 CAV, Kilo Mike 7, Charlie India Bravo, monitoring from I-5 southbound north of Willows. You're loud and clear, sir.
Hey, how you doing? I caught the tail end of your conversation with the other gentleman over here on System 10. Hope your drive's going well. Hopefully you're out of the rain now. We're just moving our way up the coast, and I've been reaching out to a number of stations as we come up, trying to figure out what the southernmost limit of the Carla network is, and I seem to have found it right now, so working my way up the coast, listening in.
Copy that, sir. Yeah, I think I heard you try to tune in a little while ago while I was talking with the other gentleman in Sonora. You are much more readable now, and yeah, you sound terrific. I haven't hit the rain yet, however, I'm looking at a wall of weather as I'm coming into the area of Yolo County. I'm not sure how familiar you are with I-5, but just south of Willows and Williams and all that is where it starts to get a little bendy around Arbuckle and all that, but hoping to settle into Folsom tonight without getting too much rain. How's it out there on the coast for you?
Jump in quality is probably because I switched from System 4 that I was using before down by King City up onto the Monterey repeater, which is much sharper up in this neck of the woods. Yeah, it looks pretty good out here. I left the weather behind earlier this morning. You'll meet some as you move further south. But, yeah, I got family up in the Folsom area. I'm familiar with that region. Gonna aim that way for Thanksgiving this year, I think.
Very nice, very nice. Well, safe travels to you. Yeah, born and raised in Davis, and family and I migrated up to Siskiyou County a little over a decade ago, but still come down here for some family. The better half and I are headed into the city tonight or for a concert tomorrow night. So nice trip and good weather so far, and it is not 110 degrees through the corridor, which makes it just that much more doable.
I'd go out on a limb and call that remarkable this time of year. Usually still pretty toasty all the way through. Who you guys going to see?
We're going to the Golden One Center to go see Brandon Lake, who is an upcoming Christian artist who's paired up with a couple of popular names in the industry. But we've been following him for about a year or two now, and he's pretty popular as amongst music played in our home church back in Southern Oregon. So saw the opportunity to come down and kind of reminisce on the old stomping grounds and enjoy some time on the road. And for me, not so much for my better half, get to play with the new linked radio system. So she's sitting next to me watching some TV while I'm doing my thing over here.
Very nice. Yeah, my girlfriend and I just went up to Bend earlier this summer. We're both in the EMS and pre-hospital medicine world, so we went up there for a class and did some poking around, went all the way up to North Cascades National Park, which was breathtaking. I can't believe it's the least visited of our national parks in the lower 48, but that was a really splendid drive up there.
I got you loud and clear there, sir. I'm a firefighter paramedic there in the south end of the Rogue Valley for a municipal department. So, and yeah, Bend is beautiful. I got to go up there over the summer and the weather was just gorgeous. Not too hot, not too cold. But yeah, I love that drive, especially going from the Rogue Valley up and over. I like going through Crater Lake National Park as a little scenic bypass. It's not too much longer than taking the standard route.
So just the bypass you're talking about, I took that road back in July, and it was, I agree, extremely splendid. Crater Lake is a little hard to access right now, but you make it work, and Bend was a good deal of fun. A lot of interesting things to see, and nice breweries, if that's your thing, and good dinner, so we had a good time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, we went up to the Deschutes Brewery as well there with some friends and got to kind of tour around and all that kind of stuff. But no, I really enjoy poking around out there. And I've only been in the Rogue Valley as a permanent resident for almost 2 years now. So still plenty to see, still plenty to experience, but fortunate enough to still be within a stone's throw of the back home in Siskiyou County. And still got plenty more places to explore, but very good. Where do you call home, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm just about to move myself, and my partner and I are moving into the Santa Cruz Mountains to get a little bit out of the cityscape. I've been in a urban and suburban paramedic on a transporting unit for a couple years now, but I'm ready to get myself a little more rural. I'm feeling the itch to get out of the city. That's something to look forward to, and definitely going to be a better time, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah, I totally understand. No, best of luck to you. Yeah, the city life on a box can get old pretty quickly, but you know, everybody earns their stripes in different places, and I'm sure you have, so. Alrighty, sir. Well, 73 to you. Safe travels. Good luck in the move. Stay safe at work, and you take care. You've got Jack, Juliet Alpha, Charlie Kilo here on the other side. Kilo Mike 7, Charlie India Bravo's going to stay monitoring on my way to Sacramento here on the system, currently hitting the Willows Tower. Well, over and out for now.
6KLD, copy all. Have a safe drive, enjoy your concert, and 73 for now. Kilo Officer 6, Kilo Lima Delta, back to monitoring System 10.